PCD. 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 Well, welcome back to PCD Cast. Talking today to Olivia from the team. Hi, Olivia.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So you're one of our super talented photographers. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the events, the event coverage that you do for PCD Club. People might have seen you before out and about in the last year.
Yeah, so I studied photography at university and then joined PCD Club. And I photograph at the events. I help out with PCD Media, so photographing and videoing clients. And then obviously on the day events, I photograph the event and post it on our website.
Fantastic. So we're going to give people some tips today on how they can look good in photographs. It's incredibly important, is it? Because we're living in a visual world. You need to have, as a professional, great headshots. You're going to be in brochures. You're going to be on the website. Why do you think it's important that people have good visual assets of themselves?
Yeah. So whether it's for your business or headshot or LinkedIn, there's a lot of key things that go into making you look good. And this can be with your posture, your facial expressions, what you're wearing. So there's a lot of things that we can help you with prior to the event or the shoot, so you can look your best.
So let's just build it up then. So if people know they've got a date in the diary for a photo shoot, perhaps their firm's got someone coming in to take some fresh headshots or something like that, how should people start preparing with that date in mind?
Yeah, so prior to the shoot, you should consider what you're wearing. So it can make a significant difference with the colours that you wear. So if you're wearing something red, it could show you're powerful. Blue's a bit calmer, but also consider your skin tone, and you don't want something that's distracting. There's an article on Masterclass where you can see like what's colours best suit your skin tone. Or you can get a lady or man to come and do a colour wheel. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, where people hold colours in front of your skin tone to see what helps bring out your complexion best. That's obviously a bit extreme, but if you're wanting to invest, then...
And these, particularly if it's taken for a website, that image might be around for
exactly.
A good while. So investing in perhaps a new outfit to make yourself feel confident, taking some advice on that, it's not a bad idea, is it?
Yeah, and it's what you're comfortable in as well, because that really comes through. If you're not comfortable in what you're wearing, it shows. So yeah, something that you're comfortable in, for example, David's famous shoes at the events, or you know, a scarf, that something that makes someone remember what you're wearing, and you stand out then.
And what about hair and makeup?
Yeah, so again, it's personal. If makeup is what you like and it makes you feel confident, then wear it. If it doesn't, then don't. But yeah, it does help, like powder to stop the shine. Obviously, you've got lighting. If your hair is looking good, if you're happy with how it's sitting without playing with it, because if it's a video and you're playing with your hair, obviously that's distracting. So yeah, that's a massive part in the outcome.
Okay. And then at the event, obviously on the day, there's also a lot of variables going on there. What are some of the things that people should be considering to get the best possible result?
Yeah, I guess if you want to stand out or blend in, it makes a difference. So for me, I would say when I'm photographing at an event, if someone's wearing a red blazer or a red dress or a red scarf, it does help them stand out and makes the photo better, because you stand out against the other colleagues. But yeah, you can think about what makes you look approachable, friendly, warmer colours maybe, instead of just a black suit. You could be a bit of a risk taker and wear something fun.
Sure. And then obviously you're in the hands of the professional photographer taking the photos in terms of lighting and setting and things like that. But with you behind the camera, what kind of things are you thinking about to set up the right shot to make people look as well as they can?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of lighting equipment, which always helps make your skin tone look...
Lighting is fundamental,
yeah,
isn't it,
exactly.
To getting a good result, a flattering result.
Yeah, and we have multiple cameras, so we, you know, if you have a best angle, then we can make that work. If, you know, let us know before the event, if it's a shoot, that you look best on your left side, and we'll make that work.
So another thing that obviously makes a big difference is posture. You know, if you're stood up tall, you know, you look different to if you're slouched in a chair. It conveys a different message.
Exactly. So you want to consider what message you want to give off. Like you say, cross-legged, the way you're sitting, if you're slouched, it doesn't give off the best image. So you really want to make sure you're on your best. You've done your yoga the night before. Mm, you're sitting up nice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it can change someone's opinion on your professionalism and confidence. So it's key.
And what about sort of facial expressions and body language? I mean, people in our community are in serious jobs where people need to take them seriously. It's not about having a big grin on their headshot. But, you know, what kind of guidance do you give someone that wants to look, you know, serious, but they do also need to be approachable? They are also human.
Well, that's the thing. So I, you know, you'd often say be smiley, but if it's not appropriate to the topic you're talking about, then obviously don't do that. But the other thing is like body language, with hand gestures. I found working with PCT Media that clients often struggle with their hands, and they're using their hands too much, or they're not using them enough. They're sitting on their hands, or biting, playing with their nails. So these are things that that we can help you consider when you're doing your shoot.
And what about the angle from which you take photos? I think now everyone with an iPhone knows that, you know, you don't take the photo from down low, you know.
Yeah.
What do you suggest on the, I suppose, how you the angle from which you set up to take the picture?
So you want to consider, do you have a best side? This is an important part, that because we can't change this. It helps us where we set up our cameras. And obviously, yeah, you don't want to do the granddad style of taking double chins and from an angle down below. So, yeah, we're here to help you in that.
And then post-shoot. So you've got the images. You're looking at them on the laptop. What are the options there, or what kind of work are you doing on the photos to get them ready to share with a client?
Yeah, so there's only so much that we can change, hence why we go through the pre-shoot and the during the shoot what you should do to look your best. Obviously,
get the right raw materials.
Yeah, and there's then, Photoshop, yeah, and AI. There's all sorts we can do nowadays, but we can't change, you know, the way the outfit looks on you. So that's why we talk about what you should do prior to the event. But obviously we can change certain things.
You can change the color, I guess, tone, you know.
Exactly.
You can soften certain things,
yeah, make you look like you've been on a holiday a little bit.
And there's a lot in the press at the moment about AI and manipulated photos. I mean, what do you think about the extent that people should go to think about, I suppose, improving, touching up images that they have taken?
It's an interesting one. I mean, we often speak about headshots needing to be up to date, and people are posting, or not posting, I should say, new headshots. So they've still got pictures from 20 years ago, which can be slightly deceiving. I mean, I'm sure they still look great now. So get an up-to-date picture.
It's good to update frequently, isn't it? Because
definitely,
there's nothing worse than actually, and if you look at the context of LinkedIn, you're meeting someone new for the first time.
Exactly.
They might have only...
It's like a blind date, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a blind date. And you've got to be able to recognise that,
yeah,
person. And sometimes, you know, if the photo is way out of date,
exactly,
there'll be a bit of a jarring experience around how people look online and,
yeah,
how people look in person. And it does matter. So the trick to that is, you know, frequently just offering something new,
exactly,
making sure your profile is up to date.
Yeah.
But I mean, the AI-driven,
yeah,
photos that you can produce, you can put a normal photo through an AI generator now.
Yeah.
But they all have a certain look, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against a bit of editing here and there, and with AI or anything, but I think some of them do look a bit extreme and airbrushed. So if you're going for that look, then that's what you'll get. But yeah, some of them look extreme.
And finally, where do you get your inspiration from in photography? Are there any particular photographers, particularly doing a sort of portrait style, that you like, that you rate, that you watch?
Yeah, so I've been loving photography since I was about 14. So there's been many over the years. One that's been significant to me, and I've done a few courses with her, is a lady called Emily Garthwaite. She's a photojournalist and a storyteller. She focuses mainly on humanitarian stories, but I often take inspiration from her, because in each portrait she takes, you can see what someone is trying to tell through their eyes in the portrait. So yeah, she's definitely been a big inspiration to me. So how do you see PCT Media and our event photography developing in the next year?
Well, what I notice is that we create brilliant photography assets through our event. Both yourself and Chris Matheson do a great job at capturing the events. And many of our members use those photos. The number of LinkedIn profile headshots that I see that are actually our photos gives me great encouragement, because we're producing great assets at events of people looking relaxed. And we're going to actually develop that in coming months with a new offering we're calling Profile Plus, which will allow people to get more out of events by getting packages of headshots and candid photos, as well as some additional visibility and coverage through our social media channels and digital magazine. Mm-hmm. And we think that's an exciting new offering that people are really interested and ready to tap into, because, as we said at the top, we are in a visual age. We've got great opportunity to get our members looking relaxed, get some nice new assets that they can use to drive their profile forward. So yeah, we're really excited about developing the photography offering at our events. Well, thanks for those tips, Olivia. Really helpful. I'll certainly be thinking of them when you're taking my next headshot, particularly to cover up the ball patches that my kids say that I have. Thanks for joining me.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast to make sure you don't miss the next time on PCDcast.